Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, June 5th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Rather bizarre exposition today. I know many of you were working and you didn't see it live, but I saw it. You might know the name Congressman Jamie Raskin. He's a fanatical liberal Democrat. Well, he went out after the FBI briefed the House Oversight Committee on allegations against Joe Biden and flat out said, there's nothing to this. No. This is a waste of time. And Raskin doesn't even think anything should go forward. And he's sitting there and he's wearing something on his head. I said to my producer, what is this? And apparently he just or is undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. He's had a history of cancer. So we're not mocking him for that now, but I didn't know that was the case. What I am going to mock him for is that this is insane to totally discount allegations against Joe Biden for bribery and when he was vice president, when Raskin himself convicted Trump of heinous crimes involving Russia. I mean, this is so nakedly partisan, and you know it's insulting. That's what bothers me the most. Insulting. Look, we expect our congresspeople to be leaders, not hacks. Now, I know I'm expecting too much, Schiff and all of these people, Pelosi. But, geez, there comes a point, you know? So anyway, let's get to the story because it's important. All right, so the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer from Kentucky, demanded the FBI bring in a memo the Bureau put together, based on allegations made by a whistleblower that then Vice President Biden took bribes. Comer got, after threatening the FBI and Christopher Wray, the head of it, he got to see the memo. Go.
The officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures. These are facts, and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
All right, so even though Comer and a few others on the committee have seen it, Comer wants the memo itself in the public domain so it can be used on television and newspapers, whatever. Okay. Now, there are a number of things here, and I'm going to get to the most important after I give you the timeline. So this all swirls around Hunter Biden. And what we know about Hunter Biden is that he's been under investigation for 5 years in Delaware by a U.S. attorney who was appointed by Donald Trump. The investigation has gone nowhere because no indictments have been coming forth, but Hunter Biden has not been exonerated. So this is there. Many suspect, and I'm one of them, because it's going to take 5 years to do this, all right, that the Justice Department, headed by Merrick Garland, is simply sitting on this and won't take action. So therefore, once the House went to the Republicans last November's vote, the House set up committees to look at all of this. And out of that came these allegations by the whistleblower. So, the timeline is basically the FBI had to admit under questioning that it had information in a form FD-1023 that the whistleblower, who is anonymous, was accusing Biden of bribery. So they did admit it. Then it took weeks to get the FBI to show it. And they were threatened with contempt of Congress. All right. And they finally today showed it. You heard Raskin, you didn't hear him, but no, nothing there. Okay, fine. And then you heard Comer say plenty there. We don't know. Now, I caution everybody not to convict Joe Biden, because if you do that, you're doing exactly what Raskin and Schiff and Pelosi and all these other people did to Trump. They convicted him of Russian collusion, of whatever. Every day it was another conviction. Now, I know people believe what they want to believe. You want to believe Biden took bribes, you're going to believe it. But you can't say it as a fact. And if you do, you're being unfair and un-American. Because we don't know if it's a fact. We know the allegations are there. But what complicates this case is that nobody trusts the FBI to investigate the allegations. Nobody trusts them to do it because they're sitting on the Hunter Biden stuff. Hunter Biden derived more than $10 million from foreign entities. So either charge him or say he didn't do anything wrong. It doesn't take 5 years to do that. It takes 5 months. This is government corruption. So nobody trusts the FBI to look into this whistleblower's allegations. And if the FBI doesn't do it, then we'll never know. And Biden, if he did commit a crime, will get away with it. That's where we are today. It's very, very disturbing to me that our country has reached a point where the most powerful law enforcement agency cannot be trusted. Now, Comer's going to probably file contempt of Congress against Christopher Wray, the leader of the FBI, on Thursday. But so what? Nothing's going to happen to Wray. Wray knows that. So again, and we the people are expecting honest government, at least I do. Now, the one shadow or the one piece of hope is that eventually, after unbelievable amount of chaos, that Trump was exonerated in the Russian collusion situation. So at least we knew that after years and years and years. But then the Durham report says, the FBI, they screwed it all up. They wanted Trump to be guilty. So they themselves broke the law by the FISA warrants to try to get stuff on him. And they couldn't. I don't want Americans to fall into the same trap with Joe Biden. Okay? So the allegations are there. The FBI can't be trusted to investigate them. Merrick Garland can't be trusted. So what do we do? You're not going to be able to do anything, I don't think, until the election of 24. But maybe something will arise. Maybe this whistleblower, and this would blow the whole thing up. So the whistleblower comes before the House Oversight Committee himself. Now, maybe he could wear a hood or I don't know, because he put his life in danger. There's no doubt about it. He would. And say, look, this is what I know and how I know it. That kind of testimony would doom, D-O-O-M, Joe Biden. It would doom him. That's the only thing I could think of. All right, and that's a memo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Mr. Biden today had another light day. He met with the Prime Minister of Denmark. I don't know whether they talked about cheese or what. Denmark's a nice little country. About 4 million people. They don't do very much. Member of NATO. Okay. He met with him. And then later at in the afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs showed up to be honored because they won a Super Bowl and one of the best football games I've ever seen. I like the Chiefs. I like the operation. I'm glad they're being honored. And then Joe, I guess he, between a meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark and the Chiefs, I guess he took a nap. I don't know what he did. But I do know that the whole speech to the cadets at the Air Force Academy who graduated was a fiasco because he fell down. Biden fell down. And right away, it was worldwide news. And here's what I said in the message of the day, which I hope everybody goes to BillO'Reilly.com each morning and reads. You don't have to be a premium or concierge member. You can go and it's posted for everybody. Here's what I said, quote, "A sandbag poorly placed on the stage could have tripped up LeBron James. The Secret Service was at fault, failing to secure the platform from impediments. That is the truth. An agent should be disciplined. The embarrassing incident does not, however, provide cover for Mr. Biden's overall presence in the White House, which puts every American in jeopardy. Over the weekend, a Chinese warship menaced a U.S. naval vessel in Taiwan Strait. Russian warplanes routinely buzz American jets over international waters." So it is not fair to mock Joe Biden for falling over a sandbag, which shouldn't have been there in the first place, because I would have fallen over the sandbag, and you probably would have too. All right? But the guy is obviously diminished. Okay? And we can't have a sitting president being diminished. Yet 40% of the American people say, hey, I vote for him again. Whoa! Joining us now, from Lakeland, Florida, is former Congressman Dennis Ross. We've had him on before. We asked Mr. Ross to reappear because he served from 2011 to 2019. And he was involved with the congressional contempt citations against Eric Holder, the former attorney general under Barack Obama, and Lois Lerner, the IRS chief in Cincinnati, who investigated conservative agencies in an illegal way. So he knows, Mr. Ross, what's going on. He is now teaching at Southeastern University in Florida at the Center for Political Leadership. So did I make any mistakes that I don't think anything's going to happen to Christopher Wray, even if he is cited for contempt of Congress? I don't see it.
Bill, you paint the picture exactly as it is. That's the political reality. Look, the statute that requires or allows for contempt of Congress is permissive in that the Department of Justice or the U.S. District Attorney for the Department for the District of Columbia can either file criminal proceedings against the defendant, or in this case, it would be Christopher Wray, or not. Christopher Wray is the boss of the Department of Justice. That's not going to happen. That's the political reality. Now, they also have another avenue. And we did this in the Eric Holder. We did a resolution in the alternative. We did one pursuing criminal contempt of Congress and one doing civil. The Department of Justice, of course, with Eric Holder being the attorney general, didn't even bother to pursue the criminal contempt, so that we pursued then the civil contempt in federal court. And the judge there basically said, look, there really isn't anything here, but I'm going to require that the attorney general turn over the documents you request, redacting anything that they may deem to be privileged and confidential. So we got back documents that were just blotted out. There were pages where there was no words on it because it was all blotted out.
I want to stop you there. I want to remind everybody, this was at the Fast and Furious gun episode, yes, where the federal government of the United States was sending guns to Mexico to try to track where they went. Whole thing got lost.
Out of control.
Right. And then a U.S. agent was killed by one of the guns. And now Holder himself basically said nothing, but was pretty arrogant about this whole thing. He knew that. Who's going to investigate me when I'm in charge? You made a slight mistake, Congressman, when you said that Christopher Wray is in charge of the Justice Department. Merrick Garland's in charge. Garland could order Christopher Wray to hand over the document, but Merrick Garland is a party apparatchik, Democrat, and he's not going to do that. But anyway, back to Holder. Holder was basically arrogant, right? He didn't care.
Oh, he was absolutely arrogant. I remember questioning him in the Oversight Committee and also in Judiciary when he would come testify before us. I had never seen anything quite so arrogant as the testimony he would give to Congress. And it was a little bit, you know, disconcerting, especially with the Fast and Furious operation was such a failure and an American life was lost because of neglect and ignorance on behalf of the Department of Justice in that operation. We should have been to the bottom of that and held those people accountable, but we couldn't. Politically, we just couldn't get the contempt of Congress to have the weight and the leverage that I think the statute was intended to have.
Yeah, and same thing with Lois Lerner. Holder is overseeing that. Holder's not going to do anything, although she was forced to quit because it was so corrupt. So when people say to you, and they certainly say this to me, Congressman, we live in a corrupt country. Our federal government, our FBI, they are dishonest. How do you reply to that?
Well, I think there's truth to that, Bill. We as members of Congress had ceded so much authority to administrative agencies that we just can't reach and get it back. And I had an experience with a FISA warrant that was issued for metadata for Verizon under the auspices that there was all this terrorist activity may be at risk, and they wanted every phone record in the United States of every cellular phone customer of Verizon. And I said, wait a second, my 80-year-old mother-in-law is a Verizon customer. She's not terrorist. So I went down to go see about who executed the FISA warrant because it's an ex parte proceeding. It's under oath. They wouldn't let me see it. I was a member of Congress. I'm sworn to secrecy. I have clearance, security clearance. They wouldn't let me see it. There is, I believe, a tip of the iceberg out there where, because members of Congress continue to have to run every 2 years have so much on their plate, they've ceded so much authority to these administrative agencies, that there is a likelihood of a deep state situation going on, and especially in the Department of Justice, when they're kind of controlling themselves.
I don't think even among Democrats and liberals, I don't think anybody trusts this Department of Justice at all now. But Steve Bannon did go to jail on a contempt of Congress charge. How did that happen?
Well, I think at that time you had a very aggressive attorney general who, even though he was part of the Trump administration, was probably more concerned about the letter of the law than he was the political realities or outcomes.
You're talking about William Barr, right?
I am. Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so Barr went against his own party and did Do you consider that the right thing that Bannon got charged like that?
Well, I consider the right thing is to follow the procedure. That if there's enough evidence to substantiate or any suggestion, allegation that has any credibility to it, to suggest that there should be a further investigation and a criminal filing, then yes, irrespective of party affiliation, that should be done. That's the sanctity of the office that needs to be pursued and preserved. And so in that regard, yes, I agree that Barr did the right thing. As for the outcome, I leave that up to the judge and the
Bannon didn't help himself. He didn't testify, and he just said, "Look, do what you want." He wanted to be a martyr, and he came out one.
You get a pardon too. He was probably going to get a pardon. You know, he was going to get a pardon because Trump was president.
But he did serve time.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so now, what are the odds, in your opinion, that this whistleblower, the guy who's accusing Joe Biden of bribery, flat out taking money and doing favors for whoever, we don't even know who that is. What are the odds that this whistleblower shows up in front of one of these House committees and just blows everything out of the water?
I think that the odds are not too great that he's going to do that because his life is at stake. However, having the chance to view that 1023 form is an indication that there might be further investigations. Ancillary or independent sources of evidence could be pursued by way of deposition by the Oversight Committee, which would corroborate what the whistleblower is saying. So you might be able to substantiate this through independent sources, having seen the 1023 document. So this is a good move. Even though you probably won't get a contempt of Congress to ultimately stick against Christopher Wray, you might be able to gain enough evidence to start getting other people who were concerned about their own livelihoods, who were concerned about their own physical safety, to start talking privately and in depositions, which would corroborate what the whistleblower said and build a very credible evidentiary case against Biden based on what the whistleblower.
But it all has to be done by Congress, not the law enforcement agency that's supposed to do it.
You're absolutely right, Bill. You're right, but that's the beauty of our system is we have the checks and balances.
You got a fallback position, but it shouldn't ever come to this. All right, Congressman.
I agree with you.
Very good. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon, I hope. Okay, former Vice President Pence files paperwork to run for president with the Federal Election Commission today. Tomorrow, is it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. He's got a town hall on CNN. I wonder if all the CNN babies will start to whine again about Pence being on like they did with Trump. I don't know. I don't really care, but...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. Now, there's all kinds of buzz in the liberal press, which is all of it, almost, about Trump being indicted by special counsel Jack Smith. So Trump's lawyers today had to go into the Justice Department
there's Smith, and get briefed for 2 hours about something, and there's leaks all over the place. But in my opinion, I said this earlier in May, Smith's going to indict him on something because it's Smith's rap. I mean, he's got to. And so it's either going to be the documents at Mar-a-Lago or something to do with January 6th. I predict it'll be very weak, very weak. But Trump, you know, they're out to get him. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. You know that. But you just see it. They want to take him off the board because they fear he got 70 million plus votes last time. That's what's happening here. So the rumor mill, and that's what it is right now, is insidious. I'm looking for a word of the day. Insidious. And of course, NBC News, in the form of MSNBC, picks right up on it. Go.
Can you envision a scenario where Trump manages to win back the White House and justice is delayed?
I could. I don't want to, but I could. I mean, it's this crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
And could be wearing an ankle bracelet and be elected in November.
Okay, you know, but a million people, that's the top of their audience level. They want that. They want it. So NBC serves it on up. Culture war. Washington, D.C., very, very liberal. Everybody knows that. They had a children's pride parade on Saturday. Okay, let's get those kids involved with the Pride movement. And they had all kinds of events. And Georgetown Public Library was involved, and a lot of libraries. And they were pushing books. I'll just read you the names of these books. Be Yourself, Questions and Answers for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Queer, and Questioning Youth. Our Children, Questions and Answers for Loved Ones of Lesbian, et cetera, et cetera. Our trans loved ones. Question and answer for loved ones of people who are trans, and on and on and on. Now, the parents allow their children to be there. And in our free society, the parents have the right to do that. Nothing anyone can do. The only thing, and this is being done in Florida and other states, you can pass a state law that says you cannot have a trans operation if you are under 18 years old. And I guess you could push it to 21. You can do that. But if parents want to take their kid down that road, free to do it. Okay, I wrote a column, If You Can Keep It, Sunday noon. And again, anybody can read the message of the day and my column. And I want to read you a bigger picture on this culture war stuff, okay? Quote, this is from the column. Believe me when I tell you the totalitarian left, which now controls much of the media, is watching this situation very closely. Just last week, the incredibly militant Los Angeles Times printed a column praising the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who have invaded churches and grossly denigrated Christianity in general. The LA Times is down with that, unquote. So why is this important outside the cultural realm? It's because there is an escalating violence on the part of the radical left. Yes, you can make a case that the radical right does it too, but the left is accepted. The radical left is accepted by the media, which is why I brought in the LA Times. Their violence is accepted. You want to go in and burn a church down or destroy stuff or interrupt the service, LA Times doesn't have any problem with that, okay? You're a right-wing loon, LA Times wants you in prison for life. All right, so that's where we are. So the left is watching all this culture war stuff. They're watching the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have not been hurt attendance-wise, okay? in this whole controversy because they're honoring the sisters. But let me bring to your attention something you will hear nowhere else today. In Europe, there is an environmental group called the TYRE, T-Y-R-E, Extinguishers. According to authorities, this UK-based group is responsible for 10,000 acts of vandalism on SUVs throughout Europe. Okay, now, they're starting up in the USA, too. What they do is deflate the tires on SUVs in an attempt to combat global warming. They say, you shouldn't have an SUV, so we're going to hack your tires, literally hack them. Okay, this is violence. And this is what's starting to happen. Right. So the church invasions, we gave you the stats, more than 250 physical attacks on Catholic churches in the past couple of years. It's starting to escalate. The totalitarians are watching this. How much can I get away with? All right. And now we have this group. I'm watching this group, whether it comes to the United States or not. But I predict it will. Are you driving an SUV? Some loon's going to come out and deface your car because of climate change. So it's abortion, it's climate change, it's gay rights, it's police brutality against minorities. All of this grievance stuff, all right, is going to coalesce into violence. I hope it doesn't happen, but you mark my words. I think this is coming. Smart life. Okay, so how do you feel about dying? I mean, I've lived a life that when I was 10 years old, I couldn't even imagine, all right? So if I go tomorrow, I mean, we'll have a substitute host, but I'm not going out kicking and screaming. And when my time is up, I believe in there's a time for all seasons, okay? The Bible, the biblical passage. So I don't fear it, but I take care of myself a lot. So I don't want to die unnecessarily, and I'd rather avoid a painful death. Gonna take me when I'm snoozing, okay? But now there is a book that's a big bestseller all over the world. It's called Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. Ikigai, that's a long and happy life in Japanese. So the book says there are two key things, and this is why I put it in the Smart Life segment tonight. Two key things that human beings can do to live longer. First is be optimistic, positive attitude. Okay, so that works against me right away. Extroverted, easygoing, optimistic. All right? And you got to laugh a lot. Now, I do that, but a lot of times I'm laughing at you, not with you. But anyway, the more optimistic and easygoing you are, the longer you live. And the second one is emotional awareness. This is interesting. So being emotionally aware is that you understand what people are going through around you. You're empathetic. It's not all about you. It's not where's mine, not the me generation. It's that you're in the world and you're interacting with people and you are in tune to what they are feeling. No, if you have that discipline, and that's what it is, okay, you live longer. And it makes sense. It's good karma, which is another Asian thing, the karma thing, which I believe in. Anyway, that's why I set up this concierge membership to BillO'Reilly.com, because it forces my news operation, okay, forces it to be empathetic to your problems. Because you come to me, and some of them that I'm reading, you know, and they're all confidential. Nobody will ever know what you write to me. You know, and I do my best to give you a pathway. For example, I got one today, older guy, all right, totally lost. And he didn't have any money, and he's got ailments, and he, you know, oh, my God, right? So in California where he lives, there is an agency in Sacramento that deals with this, with senior citizens who are running into trouble existing. So I gave him the hotline number with instructions, call this number, explain your situation. If you don't get satisfaction, call me or write me back. But there is a way these people are set up to help you. That's what we do with concierge membership. But when I'm reading the guy's letter, I'm really feeling for the guy. I don't know him, but he is a concierge member. We treat all of our audience with respect. Even if you're not a premium or concierge member, we treat you with respect. And that's what they mean by self-awareness. So, like, that's not my circumstance, but boy, I think I know what he's going through. So anyway, just to recap the Smart Life segment, positive attitude, laugh, you know, easygoing, don't let anything as much bother you. That's not me. And then emotional awareness, I think I have that. Okay, Americans, according to an Alliance survey of 1,000 middle-class U.S. citizens over the age of 25, are more worried about running out of money than they are dying. 61% of Americans say they're more afraid of having no money than they are of death. 61%. I get it. I mean, if you're destitute, you reach age 75, 80, and you don't have any money, and you got all kinds of ailments and all kinds of bills that you can't pay, oh, my God. You'd rather be dead, right? Go through that. So the problem is that 40% of Americans, according to this survey, and I believe it's true, have no financial plan at all. None. They live day to day, week to week. Don't save any money. Don't think about it. You're in that crew, you're going to get it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This day in history, June 5th, 1987, 36 years ago, Nightline with Ted Koppel held its first town hall, and this one was on AIDS. Go.
What should you tell your children with regard to, I mean, for example, is it possible to get AIDS through food? Let's say that a restaurant worker cuts his finger, bleeds into the food. Is it possible to get AIDS from that?
Well, I think the first thing that a parent who's informed should tell the child is that AIDS virus is transmitted by sex, by blood or blood products, and by mother to child. The theoretical question of someone cutting their hand in food and then having someone ingest that, getting the AIDS virus, there's no evidence whatever that that occurs.
Ah, Fauci! How long was he around, that guy? That soundbite was 36 years ago. He's still torturing us. Nightline's still on the air, 12:35 on ABC, has no influence at all, none. At one time, it was a colossus. And the reason that it didn't stay a colossus, and you're seeing this with 60 Minutes now, is that they don't change the format. And people just got tired of it. And Koppel was a very skilled interviewer, but a little detached. And we do not live in an age where the media can survive by being attached, detached. Okay? You got to be involved. Can't be like hovering about. 60 Minutes, the same thing. Now, it's not what it used to be. All right, mail segment and a final thought. Somebody asked me to tell a story about the kid I saved when I was a water safety instructor. So I will tell that story. We'll be right back. Okay, let's go to the mail on the message board. Sally, Bill, you keep telling us that various bishops and priests are afraid to speak up. Why do you feel that way? As a Catholic who is disappointed with the hierarchy, I'd really like an answer. They're afraid, Sally. I mean, with the catastrophic cleric scandals with the kids and all of that, the bishops tell the priests, don't cause any trouble. And, you know, you're going to go after the Los Angeles Dodgers or the other anti-Catholic groups. It's going to cause a little trouble. That's why I don't do it. Wally, concierge member. Thank you, Wally. A great column this week, Bill. Finally, my Catholic pastor did speak out against the church attacks and encouraged parishioners to do the same. Good. There are some who do. Most do not. Myrna, what we have now in America is savagery trying to overtake civilization, crazy versus normal. What we want is worth thinking hard about and fighting nonstop. Well, I'm with you, Myrna. That's what I do here. We got Team Normal. We got the uniforms, you know, for people who want to say, hey, I've had enough of this. I'm just a normal, traditional person who feels the country is noble. Michael, Bill, could you take a look at the crazy liberalization of the United Methodist Church? They have drag queen church services, gay, lesbian bishops, same-sex weddings. You know, it's not my job to go in and scrutinize a church because of what they do. If you don't want to be in that Methodist church, convert to Catholicism. I each diocese is different, and I don't really scrutinize it like that. Loretta Hastings, according to former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, President Biden is ready to hand the sovereignty of the U.S. over and our health care decisions over to the World Health Organization. Okay, well, I don't know if Congressman Bachmann said that, but there's absolutely no data to back that up at all. Nothing. Ernie, Bill, I'm a new concierge member. I live in the Philippines. If I want to consider a move back to the USA and don't want to live on the left coast or New York City because they're woke, what cities could I settle in? In the South and the Midwest are plenty of towns that are traditional and, you know, I wouldn't say conservative in that, but you're not going to be rammed down your throat. So it's research. But the South is not woke, generally speaking. They're trying. And the upper Midwest, you know, is much more laid back in those areas. Jack, Republicans and conservatives remain impotent and helpless against the nonstop liberal onslaught. No, there's a lot of fighting going on. Talk radio, conservative, across the board. I don't think that's true. James, Michigan, El Dorado Hills, California. Just want to let you know I really enjoyed your debate with Chris Cuomo last week. It's extremely refreshing to hear opposing views discussed in a productive way. All right, so I'm on News Nation with at 7 o'clock tonight and Cuomo on Wednesday. I'm with Cuomo every Wednesday and sometimes more. So we're trying to do something different. It's working. People are trying to figure it out, and they're getting this. News Nation. Most of you get it on your cable band. Okay, Team Normal, I mentioned that stuff. Father's Day coming up June 18th. If you buy, let's see, the Team Normal stuff, if you buy a premium membership for a year for dad or granddad, you get it all free. I mean, I can't do better than that. I cannot do better than that. Plus, you get the bumper stickers free in addition to that. You can get the Stand Up For Your Country bumper sticker or Atheism Nothing There. Okay? We're just giving you stuff. And then the books, Killing Legends, Killing a Mob Together, $18. Killing Crazy Horse, U.S. of Trump Together, $18. 4 books, $36. That's not a lot to spend on dad, you know? And I mean, you get 4 books. Maybe you give him 3. You keep one. Or granddad gets 2, he gets 2. Be creative. Word of the day, do not be a ninny hammer. N-I-N-N-Y-H-A-M-M-E-R, ninny hammer. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. So last week I was rummaging through my old pictures and documents, and I came across my water safety instructor's card from 1966. So I got a letter after we showed that from Kit Lindsay, Warrensburg, Missouri. Bill, please tell a lifeguard story. I love seeing your water safety instructor card. I had one too. That was a hard test to pass. You bet it was. I couldn't pass it now. Although I just got a new dive mask and stuff. I'm still okay in the water, but I couldn't pass that test now. So here's the story. So I'm teaching little kids to swim in the town of Babylon on Long Island, okay? And I had the kids in the morning and the adults at night. And the kids were easy to teach than the adults because the adults were afraid of the water. Where the kids weren't, they just had to get the techniques down. So I finished my class, and we're talking about kids 5 to 10 in the class. And then after the class, I was responsible for keeping an eye on the kids as they had fun in the pool. And there were other kids who weren't taking the swimming lessons in the pool as well. So I'm walking around my little whistle, you know, okay. And then all of a sudden I look down 12 feet in the deep end. There's a kid on the bottom of the deep end. And he's looking up like this. And I'm looking down. He's not trying to get up. He's not using his arms or kicking or anything like that. He's just there. Boom, I'm in the water, okay? Boom, I got him, and I'm up. Maybe 8 seconds, probably shorter than that. Now, he hadn't swallowed any water because I hit him in the chest to spit it out. And he's okay. And his mom runs over. Oh, thank you, thank you. I scolded the mother. I said, you got to keep eyes on these kids. Kid was maybe 5, all right? You can't just let the kid wander around a pool. He slips in. That's what happened. So anyway, then I just went about my job. And the woman was nice enough to write a letter to the town of Babylon, which probably didn't care at all. But anyway, 20 years later, 25 years later, maybe, I'm signing books in Huntington, Long Island. Guy comes up with a book and he goes, would you sign it to Jack or whoever? I said, sure. He goes, you saved my life. I went, whoa. He goes, when I was 5, I was at the bottom of a pool. My mother told me that you rescued me and put me up to the surface. You believe this? So his mother, who did ask my name and all of that stuff, told him, and he remembered. And then when it became famous, he went out to the book signing. How about that for a story, huh? Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.